The Attorney General from New York has made a name for himself with high-profile investigations of Wall Street and the insurance industry, and that has put Eliot Spitzer on the short list for a post in a possible Kerry administration. Andrea Bernstein of member station WNYC has this profile.
Standing in a smallish, nondescript conference room, 25 floors up in a building in Lower Manhattan, Eliot Spitzer's prominent chin is thrust forward, his blue eyes blazing indignation.
This investigation is broad and deep, and it is disappointing for what it once again reveals about the craven disregard for ethics and the law in some of our largest corporations.
Another day, another press conference, another industry coming under Spitzer's searchlight glare. This time, it's insurance brokers, accused of driving up the price of insurance by soliciting phony bids from insurance companies.
Where is the ethical compass of this industry? Every time we have looked at a potential conflict of interest, unfortunately, we have found people taking advantage of it.
After Spitzer's announcement, the stock of the world's largest insurance brokerage house, Marsh & McLennan, dived sharply. This week, the company's CEO, Jeffrey Greenberg, resigned. Consultant Dick Mincer worked in the industry for 3 decades. He says there are those who would have preferred to keep the dirty laundry in the hamper.
Mr. Spitzer's reputation is one thing, but this is now on the front pages, and I think this is a secret that everybody would have liked to keep.
Spitzer is exposing just about everybody's secrets these days, along the way raking in billions of dollars in fines. And it isn't just top banks and insurance brokers that Spitzer's keeping an eye on.
I don't think anybody who went into that bathroom believed or knew that that was the only source of revenue for those workers.
Just days before the insurance revelations, Spitzer showed how attendants at swanky New York restaurants like Tavern on the Green were forced to pay a percentage of their tips in order to work in the bathrooms. It's been a typical month for Spitzer, who's frequently called the Crusader. But it wasn't always this way. After losing badly 10 years ago, Democrat Spitzer ran again for Attorney General in 1998. A last-minute flap over how he'd financed his campaign using his father's real estate fortune nearly cost him the election. The race was so close that it wasn't clear who'd won until mid-December. His first years in office, Spitzer stuck to familiar terrain, suing General Electric, for example, to get it to clean up the Hudson River. But then, as corporate scandals began to hit the headlines, Spitzer's job description changed, surprising even him, he says. He dusted off an ancient New York statute called the Martin Law, which gives the state attorney general broad powers to probe markets. Not everyone is happy about this.
None of his assertions have ever been tested in a court of law. Basically, this is a man who runs trial by press release.
Alan Reynolds is a fellow at the Cato Institute, a conservative think tank. Like many Spitzer critics, he says government regulation need not be so intrusive. In the insurance case, for example.
The biggest companies in America who chose to do business with the biggest insurance broker in the world, because of why? Are they stupid?
But Spitzer says conservative organizations that promoted the doctrine of federalism, where power devolves from the federal government to the states, have only themselves to blame.
And I've said to them all along, you will rue the day that you move down this path, because where you will end up is 50 states with the sort of dislocation in the business world that you of all people don't want to see.
But critics say Spitzer just wants attention, the kind of media attention ambitious politicians crave. Spitzer says when he began probing Wall Street, he was warned off.
I was told in no uncertain terms by everybody in the political world, you're committing political suicide. They said, you're crazy. You're taking on the largest industry in the state of New York. Now, of course, post hoc, everybody's saying, aha, look at those headlines, he's been right, and look at the great cases, therefore it was all premeditated.
Post hoc is the kind of word Spitzer, who graduated from Princeton and Harvard Law School, often uses. De minimis is another. When Spitzer met Democratic nominee John Kerry, one source said, the two instantly bonded, both seeing themselves as the smartest kid in the class. And if he's not rewarded with a plum post in a possible Kerry administration, Spitzer talks freely about running for governor 2 years from now. He's asked why he wants another job when he seems so happy in the one he has now. He begins talking about the merits of the work, then interrupts himself.
You're right, it has been a joy, and I've often thought it was probably the best job I'll ever have. But after 8 years, probably, I will have exhausted the creativity that I can bring to it.
If he does run for governor, he could face a primary against New York's senior senator, Charles Schumer. There's talk that Rudolph Giuliani may be the Republican nominee. Spitzer, who's been fingering a tennis ball the entire interview, smiles when he hears the roster.
The heart beats faster when there's a good competitive race.
After the recorder is turned off, Spitzer starts to describe his enjoyment of a recent family kayaking vacation on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Well, he allows, we were racing. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.